Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, news with the lovely Jessica Alsman. She's coming up right after this.
Life's too short to hang out with a bunch of ass bags.
That's the one.
I love that song.
And we're way too young to waste precious time with dickweed. And you'll know one when you see one, because he'll look a lot like me. Life's too short. Da, da, da. Life's just way too blank and short. Life's too short to hang out with a bunch of ass bags.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We'll go back over to Jessica Alsman at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got?
1 in 5 millennials say they have gone into debt from dating. Willie, you might have to chime in
here.
According to a survey from LendingTree, respondents spent an average of $91 on a night out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
22% of millennials and 19% of Gen Zers said dating is driving them into debt. So LendingTree chief credit analyst Matt Schultz said everything is getting more expensive. It's not just the new clothes, roses, rideshare, fancy dinner, concerts, or the after-show coffee. It's all of it.
Okay.
Which I forgot about rideshares because I don't really date anymore. So I don't know. I guess we just drove everywhere and...
Yeah, the Uber will get you. If you're, you know, Uber into a first date or whatever, you know, $20 to get there, $40 for food, $20 for drinks, Uber on the way back. Is she coming with you? Are you splitting the Uber? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Are your parents paying for the dry cleanings that you're living in their basement? These are all.
Millennials are pushing 40 now.
Yeah, they sure are.
Over 40, yeah.
But it's cool to go on a less expensive date.
Yeah, there are plenty of things you can do for $20.
Mm. Huh.
Get a coffee, walk around a sculpture park.
That's right.
You're not going to get laid, but...
maybe in the sculpture park.
Doesn't that sound amazing? Coffee in a sculpture park?
Mm.
I had many a last date there.
What has been, let's go back, let's just say in the last 6 months, have you gone on a date?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you mind, I don't need any information of relative to intimacy, et cetera, but where did you go?
Concert?
A concert,
yeah.
Okay, very good.
Dinner and a concert.
What else? What was the artist?
Oh, yeah.
Which artist was it?
Paul Coffin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then what'd you give her?
Yeah. And we went on the bus. So
I gave her the bus.
Wait a second. You need to clarify. You went on Mr. Coffin's bus.
Yeah.
You didn't take a bus to the concert.
The bus. That is a good clarification.
Hey, baby. Hey, we're taking the red line.
No, so that was a flex, getting back on the bus.
See, that's cool.
Hanging out with Paul and the band.
Did you get that, Tom? A flex?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
No, I understand.
You understood what he meant?
Contextually, that must mean that's a showy-offing thing. Like, that helped her think, oh, wow, this guy, Josh, is fairly important. Right?
Yeah.
Flex. This guy's more than what I see.
I mean, that's not why I wanted to hang out with the guys.
That guy is more than what I see here. what he just said.
Oh, this guy might actually be worth something.
Maybe he can get me backstage to someone I want to make out with.
Yeah. Despite the fact that what...
Oh, she left with the drummer, but still. I showed her, hey, I can get on the bus.
She said thank you.
So the survey, they're complaining about the cost of dating. It's always been expensive.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Mike Birbiglia joke. I wanted to show my girlfriend how much money I can put on my credit card. I definitely did that a little bit, beginning of certain relationships. You want to look cool. Show off.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, is there a way to casually drop your credit rating?
Not mine, maybe yours.
I think you could say, oh, I just got approved for a brand new blank because my credit score went up to blah, blah, blah.
Oh, then you'd go, what a jerk. Don't you think?
Yes.
You have to be cute about it.
How does that? I don't even know how this credit rating stuff works. Don't you automatically get a couple hundred points just for signing up?
I think was saying 250 or 3 for signing up,
okay,
right?
All right. Well, good to know. I wouldn't be dropping that if I were.
Isn't there a commercial running around where the guy's looking at his bank balance out and the woman goes, oh, you think I'm going to be impressed with your bank balance? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I forget what the product's for, so obviously it doesn't work very well. But yeah.
Yeah, but take her out for pizza.
There you go. That's a date idea from... What would be an ideal date for you, Tom? Taking her out for pizza?
Whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be a fancy schmancy.
Want to hit up CeCe's?
You know, I don't want to say anything, but I could be springing for the entire buffet.
Yeah.
There was seven more payments. That pizza's mine.
That's right.
No, I mean, I don't think you have to go do something really expensive.
You don't.
I do like that. Pizza parlor, maybe find an arcade, something cheap.
Arcade is a great date.
There's a place where it's like, what, $15 an hour? You can play all these old school arcade machines.
Arcade? What am I, 13?
It's fun.
So fun.
I take my lady to the sports book at the casino.
I lose
$100 betting on the Colts. I yell and I cry.
And
I go, why can't they just win for once?
Damn
the ladies, they love it. They have a good time hanging out with me.
Bowling
is comfort you.
Bowling is fun.
Yeah, I love bowling. I get very competitive in bowling, though, so it's kind of like Donnie hates bowling with me.
Oh, sure.
So if we do date night, I yell at him. I'm like, why are you trying to get all these gutters? And he's like, I'm not trying to get gutters.
Plus, he's confused. He's like, oh, she'll handle those balls.
I'm not going to say the joke, but I'm going to give you just the side stuff. That machine that the ball comes out of. You know where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, landing airplanes in the Grand Canyon scenario.
He has no complaints.
Okay.
I bet he doesn't.
I'm just saying, he could counter with that.
Right.
Indeed.
Do you always beat him? I mean,
at
bowling, not, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not talking about.
It's all the old softball pitching arm, but no, I will beat him whenever he misbehaves also.
Okay.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join
for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Get back to the news desk. What else is going on?
A pink diamond has set a new world record. You might have not needed this chick. For the highest price per carat for a diamond sold at auction. So the 11.15 carat Williamson Pink Star Diamond, auctioned by Sotheby's Hong Kong's, sold for $49.9 million.
Wow.
The Williamson Pink Star is the second largest pink diamond to appear at auction. Pink diamonds are among the rarest and most valuable of the color diamonds.
Pink.
Stop. 11.15 carats.
It looks fake.
Is that a lot?
I bet it looks like the Pink Panther. Remember, that was the diamond.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Okay, cool. Well, pink diamond sounds like the easiest slope at a ski hill. Yeah, I did the double black diamond. What were you doing? I did the pink diamond. It's essentially flat.
I had to walk.
So how much was it? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
$49.9 million.
So that's some guy's 3 months' salary? Isn't that the formula?
Yeah.
That guy's loaded.
That's like $13 million a month.
Boy.
Who bought it? Scrooge McDuck? What do you... it seems a little steep.
The pink diamonds are actually... Pink diamonds are twice as valuable as stink diamonds. It's a 2-for-1 ratio on how much they're valued at.
Stink diamonds?
Yeah, it's 2 for the pink, 1 for the stink.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Did need a little bit of...
It needed a little bit of joke algebra there.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, I like that idea. Joke algebra. What else is happening at the news desk now?
An arts venue in Glasgow is allegedly being powered by the heat generated by people dancing.
BS. I call BS. I don't believe this.
I call BO.
Second. Mm-hmm. No way.
The BBC reports that the body heat from people on the dance floor at the venue, known as SWG3, is piped via a carrier fluid to 520-foot boreholes that charge like a thermal battery.
The energy then
travels back to heat pumps where it is converted to a suitable temperature and emitted back into the venue. SWG3's owner said this form of renewable energy will enable them to completely disconnect the venue's gas boilers and reduce its carbon emissions by about 77 tons per year.
Isn't SWG3 one of Elon Musk's kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I thought he was quarterback for the Ravens 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way this works.
You know who that really was.
This is fake. There's no way.
I think it's more complicated than just the heat from the dancers. Clearly, it's going through a lot to become energy.
Mm-hmm. This is so fake. Look, build some nuclear plants, get it over with, we'll be fine. This is not, well, we're heated by the moisture of the dancers. Bull crap.
Yeah.
You try that one.
This is Peter Pan looking to the camera saying, hey, to save Tinkerbell's life, we need you all to clap out there.
I believe.
Even the Footloose dancers aren't going to generate enough heat. You're also right. It would be terrible BO.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So gross.
Yeah. Transforming here. Wow.
So what happens before then? Or I guess the heat. Never mind.
There's no way this is real.
All the time. Keep the heat on.
This is some...
I feel the heat on the dance floor. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Things get hot.
I've seen you dance.
Oh, man.
You could probably... I bet your dance would light up a small light bulb.
Yes.
I mean, even the best dancer, they're not going to be able to... I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. Wasn't there a gym where all the bikes were hooked up and it was the power for the light? But it was actually, remember this?
Some Eastern bloc.
Well, I can almost see now. Yes, keep pedaling, Hans. No, this is just propaganda from a bunch of phony alt.
Why do you think this is propaganda?
Because there's no way that you can heat a building.
It's
by
just science that you don't understand.
No, it's science that doesn't work.
What dance?
Elton John said it best, didn't he? All the science I don't understand.
Okay.
Oh.
It's just my job.
I understand nuclear power. It works just fine.
I just don't know what dance move generates the most heat with the least amount of effort.
Depends what kind of heat you're talking about.
I mean, grinding would be friction, and that creates heat, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's
But
what
isn't it about hitting the floor? Wouldn't you want, like, an Irish jig, like one of those step dances?
Those would, I mean, that has to create a lot of heat. Uh-huh. Or those guys doing that weird Russian leg kick, arms.
Sorry, we don't allow slow dancing. It kills the power.
We must lumbago.
Do the horror, something with lots of kicking.
Maybe they do the Freddy.
What's it called? The horror?
Oh, yeah.
The horror. You know what
they mean. Oh, the horror.
Yeah. The horror was the dance
at the end of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah,
isn't
the horror.
It?
The horror.
What dance would you like to do, Marlo?
That's the horror.
The horror.
Oh. Like we didn't know that. You hear him? Mm-hmm. He's trying to correct us.
An ending just as bad as the TV show Lost.
Well, it's the original ending of Hearts of Darkness.
Yeah. Well, it's
that
no
was so
easy.
Pretentious trying to copy that.
It's no easy
right. Let's start right there with how pretentious that was.
Conrad,
it's a not, no present apprenticeship of Duty Kravitz. Or
that's a much better movie, to be honest with you.
See the ending of The Happening? I still don't understand what was happening, and no one had to clarify what was happening. It ticks me off.
That movie's not even worth,
I'm mad I watched it.
You know who the bad guy is in The Happening, Tom? The wind. It's garbage.
I would have left.
Yes.
I was waiting for a payoff.
Yeah, no, nothing. No, there's no payoff to you even mentioning it.
No, I'm sorry. What's next over there?
Participation points. President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus gave Vladimir Putin an unusual gift for his 70th birthday.
Cyanide pill, I hope.
As the leaders of several ex-Soviet nations met at the Constantine Palace in St. Petersburg, Lukashenko presented Putin with a gift certificate for a tractor.
Gift certificate? Wait a minute, this guy's going to get his head cut off.
What I really wanted was an effective army.
Tractors have been the pride of Belarusian industry since Soviet times. Lukashenko told reporters he used a model in his garden similar to the one he gifted Putin.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Happy birthday.
You're dead. Gift card?
Take shirtless photo on tractor.
You should see my turnips. They're huge.
Actually, if you were watching the news this weekend after that bridge that got blown up, you should have given Putin a couple of boats.
Putin did not mention the gift in televised remarks at the start of the meeting when he talked about the need to discuss ways of settling conflicts between ex-Soviet nations.
Oh, yes. Let's go to Putin to see, find out how to solve conflicts.
Hey, what if he's probably going, I don't need tractor, right? I re-gift. What do you mean it says to Vladimir happy birthday on the side? Paint over it. What a jackass.
Think of everything?
Please die soon.
Yes.
Okay.
A high school homecoming dance in California has been canceled after bats were found in the school gym.
Bats?
KMAX.
News about bats.
Oh, it's like the Mac. To the Mac.
K-Max. Yeah, there would have to be something like
K-Max. To the Mac.
K-M-A-X. Come on, do a little thinking here.
Tiny bit of effort.
Nothing?
Reports that the critters were discovered in the Davis Senior High School's North Gym, leading the district to postpone the school's upcoming dance. Mr. Corky Kirk. Is this correct? Mr. Corky Quirk?
Corky Quirk. Who is he?
Of Northern California Bats.
This sounds like a Christopher Guest character.
Hey, I'm Corky Quirk.
Quirk. I pick all my wife's clothes.
I'm sorry, so he works for a company called Northern California Bats?
Yes. Says that they suspect the school is dealing with Mexican-free tailed bats.
I'm telling you, these Mexican bats come in here and they just take...
The American bats job.
It's really getting out of control. Build the net! Build the net!
So, okay, this guy, I'm looking at this article now. This guy's name is Corky Quirk. Q-U-I-R-K, that's his real last name.
And he's not a cartoon
Corky
character?
Quirk.
Mr. Corky Quirk.
No. He's a expert on bats.
Sure he is.
Well, I mean, you can see why they'd want to cancel the homecoming dance if there are bats up there. I mean,
well, sure.
You don't want to come home from your homecoming with a rabies hickey.
Hey, what's that hickey on here?
No, I was bitten by a bat.
That's the only high school with a belfry.
By the way, do we
have
any
belfry anyway?
Do we have any tomato juice?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.